As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lou Ragusse from Care 11, frequent guest of this show, outstanding. Check out his work. Primarily, we're talking with Lou about what's going on with the Derek Thompson trial. But this has been breaking over the last 45 minutes. I'll read from a Tribune story. More than two dozen law enforcement agents, including ICE, FBI, ATF, Minneapolis Police, and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, converged Tuesday on a South Minneapolis Mexican restaurant. The council member in that area, Jason Chavez, said he ran over to Lake Street and Bloomington Avenue South after receiving video of militarized operation. A Department of Homeland Security truck was on the scene, according to Chavez, who added that Minneapolis Police Department assisted with closing parts of Lake Street. The police department posted on its X account that it was not involved with the immigration enforcement effort, but its officers were on hand for crowd control. Yes, the police chief was on the scene, Brian O'Hara. Lou, this has been taking place across the country. So it is absolutely news that it is happening and should be discussed and should be reported. But considering the way Donald Trump campaigned and the way Donald Trump and Tom Homan have run this operation so far, it really should not be a surprise.
Thanks for having me, Chad. Yeah, we do have a reporter at the scene, and that is the top story of the day today. I personally do not have too many details about what is going on besides what you just read.
Yeah, we're going to continue to cover it also. But, yeah, this is taking place, and we'll continue to talk about it all throughout the day. Derek Thompson and the trial, has anything happened so far that has surprised you?
Well, right from the outset, kind of the whole defense of the matter kind of surprised me, because I also covered Derek Thompson's federal trial. So after he was arrested, they found in the vehicle that he was allegedly driving, they found a sling bag, like a fanny pack, that had a gun and drugs in it.
Yep.
And so he was charged in federal court because he was not allowed to possess a gun. And obviously no one's allowed to possess those kind of drugs. So he was charged with that. And that's what his federal trial was all about, and he was found guilty for that. So it was weird, because in the federal trial, his defense was that his brother was the passenger in the vehicle, and that fanny pack was found on the floor of the passenger seat. Therefore, the gun and the drugs belonged to his brother, mm-hmm. even though his DNA was on it. Yep. So the jury didn't buy the defense in that case, found him guilty. Now, in this case, the jury can't hear about the gun and the drugs. It's being referred to as item A inside of the sling bag. But he's kind of reversed his defense. And now he's trying to claim that he was not driving the vehicle, and perhaps his brother was driving the vehicle. And ultimately, if the jury doesn't believe that Derek Thompson was driving, then he's going to be acquitted. That's probably a long shot, but that's what the defense is here. Just kind of took me by surprise.
Okay, it seems absurd that you're going to have one trial when you're trying something so dramatic, and then another trial when you're doing the reversal. You cover court cases often, and there are individuals who, because of the heinous act they're accused of, and some are found not guilty, where there are federal charges and state charges, on something this dramatic, how rare is that to switch this sort of dramatic part of your testimony?
I've seen before where somebody tries a defense in one trial and it's like a mistrial and they need to redo the trial and then they slightly alter their defense the second time around. I've seen that. But this is kind of unique. And the reason he's able to get away with it is he didn't testify in that federal trial. So his attorney made these arguments, but you can't use attorney arguments and introduce that in a trial that comes later. If he had testified, they would use his testimony against him in this one.
Okay. That's a key part, because there was another part of this case, a ruling, what was it, just a week before, where his involvement in California, not completely analogous, but again, speeding, again, harming individuals. To those of us who are not involved in the courts, and when we first found out about Derek Thompson and the allegations of speeding at this level and killing these five individuals, you thought, okay, look, he's got a pattern. That should be a part of the case. Just explain again to our audience the details on California and why the judge ruled that that should not be allowed in this case, even though a lot of us would think, okay, here we go. This is what he's done before. We've created a pattern here, and the jurors should know about this.
Yeah, I thought the prosecution made a good argument that they should include it, because in Minnesota, criminal vehicular homicide is a charge that a lot of these deadly crashes gets charged with. It's not as serious as murder. So they wanted to charge Derek Thompson with something more serious. So they charged him with third-degree murder. In order to do that, it needs to be a little bit more than just a guy speeding excessively and crashing. And so the prosecution's argument was, this guy is a drug dealer, and when he is about to get caught by police, he doesn't care about anyone else's life but his own, and he will throw caution to the wind and potentially harm anyone that's in his way in his efforts to get away from police. That's what he did in California. He had drugs in the car, and they tried to pull him over, and he just started speeding down a residential street and hit a poor lady that was walking, almost killed her. She's really lucky to be alive. And then so this case, he was driving up 35W, and he speeds past a trooper. Mm-hmm. And the trooper, you know, he probably saw the trooper. That's the theory that the prosecution has. Trooper pulls up behind him, doesn't quite get the lights and sirens on, and Thompson speeds even faster to get away, takes that exit off onto Lake Street and goes through the red light and kills those young women. So their theory is that he's this drug dealer that once he's about to get caught, he will put anyone else's life at danger. And that would fit the third degree murder theory. So the judge, though, didn't allow them to use it because she says that what they don't want is somebody to say, well, if he's done this before, he probably did it again. Like, that's not a good enough reason to bring something in as evidence. And so she, like, erred on the side of caution by saying that, well, he already was speeding when he went past this state trooper, so we don't know for sure that he was speeding because of the state trooper.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we had on, I'm just going to jump in here. We had Paul Applebaum on, right? And you're familiar with Paul, a defense attorney.
Yep, good lawyer.
And Paul's point was the judge is going to be really cautious on this regarding appeal, and also is going to feel like there is so much evidence against Thompson already that the high likelihood he is going to be found guilty is out there, even without the California information to be included. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, I mean he's probably right. Like as a journalist, I can't say that the judge is probably thinking he's going to be convicted anyway. You know, that's probably a better opinion from a lawyer, but. The other thing that goes hand in hand with the California thing is the gun and the drugs. So the jury, they can't even label Derek Thompson as a drug dealer in this case. They're limited to arguing that he's going so fast that he obviously didn't care about anyone else's life but his own in order to get away from police and then cause this deadly crash. So it's a much more limited argument. And for all I know, you know, the jury might convict him of third degree murder. And it might not be that hard for them. But once you get some of those thinkers, those critical thinkers into the deliberation, I could see somebody saying, like, wait a second, is this just criminal vehicular homicide, which is much less serious?
Yeah.
You know, he was speeding excessively. He was obviously reckless. And they, you know, use the definitions of these words, like what does it mean to be reckless and all that sort of stuff? Or was it more than that? Did he have disregard for human life? And if he had disregard for human life, then they could convict him of the murder.
Lou Ragus from Care 11. We're talking about week two of the Derek Thompson case. Just to back up the numbers, too, it's 5 counts of third-degree murder. It's 10 counts of criminal vehicular homicide. You pointed this out in your coverage on Care 11, that among the things that were witnessed yesterday in court is part of the video where Thompson is in the squad. Okay, he's in the squad car. And I'm sorry, this is just as callous as can be to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he's heard to be said when this is unfolding. I mean, he was, okay, I believe 100% he was driving. He's not trying to convince me and the most importantly, the jurors that know it was his brother. Either way, he witnessed it, the accident with these individuals either already dead or in grave harm already. And here's what he's heard to say. I don't want to be here all night. How incredibly dismissive is that? What sort of power could that potentially have on the jurors, just as an observer who's witnessed a lot of trials and you're appealing on the facts to jurors, but also just the human emotion to jurors?
You're 100% correct. That was a moment that will stick with the jurors. He said, I don't want to be here all night. I have things to do on my Friday night. I got to get out of here.
Right.
And the jury heard that on the same day that they heard the father of one of the victims tearfully cry and testify about the loss of his daughter. It was very poignant, very just heartbreaking testimony from the father, this Somali man speaking through a translator about his daughter that he lost at age 19. And then an hour later, they hear Derek Thompson's own voice, you know, just didn't have time for the investigation, needed to get on with his Friday night.
Yeah, I want to have fun. Don't bother me with this.
Absolutely. And at the same time, we learn now that he had a broken pelvis. So he was concealing his pain, you know, in order to try to apparently try to get away without being charged. He didn't want to have to go to jail. Once he was told that he's going to jail, then he said, okay, take me to the hospital. I'm hurt.
How long do you expect the prosecutors to continue?
It's tough to say. They've been sprinkling in. You know, there's five victims, and that's what makes it go a little bit longer than a regular case. Today they had the sister of a different victim testify. Again, just heartbreaking stuff.
It's got to be tough to watch.
It is. And they're doing a good job of balancing, you know, they have technical stuff like this DNA evidence, and then they have the emotional stuff. They don't just hammer the jury with all emotional stuff one after another. They sprinkle it in. They're doing a good job at that. I would say that later this week, they could be pretty close to being done.
And then the defense, obviously, they're going to try to say he's not driving. I mean, what other pursuit do they have with the amount of evidence, even with the limitations, which you've laid out in great detail, but the amount of evidence that seems insurmountable against their client?
I think if you're Derek Thompson at this case, you have to take the stand. He did not testify in the federal trial. He was convicted. At this point, they haven't overtly accused his brother of being the driver in front of the jury. That was more so in like the pretrial motions and so forth. They said that's their defense. So if they have that in their pocket and that's what their card is, then maybe Derek Thompson has to take the stand and claim that his brother was driving. Otherwise, I don't know what else they have. I don't know what kind of witnesses they have that they could call.
Yeah, and considering his credibility when he was the back of the squad car, I'm not sure how that's going
to
play out.
And just to add one thing that we just learned today, too, is that there was a little bit of the brother's DNA on the driver's side door panel. So there was, it's a mixture of DNA, much stronger of Derek Thompson, but also his brother's DNA was in the mixture as well.
Okay.
And so we didn't hear like an explanation of how did the brother's DNA get there if he wasn't in the car? Like, did Derek Thompson drive up and roll down the window and his brother, you know, leaned on the window and talked to him and his DNA got transferred to the door panel? There's other possibilities. We just haven't heard anything of that yet.
Great stuff as always, sir. I'll be watching you later tonight on Care 11. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lou Ragusa right here on CCO Radio.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.